So how was it last night? It was, my thing ran too late. The people didn't get there till about, they got there at like 8:20 or something. And then it didn't really start till like 8:45. I almost felt like leaving and then coming back afterwards. Anyway, but I didn't. So I went and said, how's it going? So did you call Heather? All right, I'll talk to you later.
Hey, Jim, are you home? It's Larry. It's, what is it, 8 o'clock Tuesday. See if you want to have a beer for lunch.
Why, how could I not have a wonderful day hearing that fabulous voice of you, Sandy? Hey, dude, it's Richard. Thought I'd give you a call, and it's, gosh, Tuesday at around 11. Give me a call whenever you get home and tell me what's up. Haven't heard from you in a little while. Okay, take it easy, bro. Bye-bye.
A diverse blend of acoustic musical styles. He's performed in Los Angeles, Orange County, San Bernardino, San Francisco, and, oh, don't forget Williston, North Dakota. The opportunity to perform as a soloist has brought him to 1120 Gaga's, to the Marana Renaissance Hotel, where Lucas and restaurants like No Seafood is certified, and he wants to eat breakfast. And I can get off, but later.
Hey Sanders, John over at the camera store. You still got King of New York. I think you probably forgot about it, so I'm just calling you to remind you. We'll be open until 9 tonight.
Hi, this is Mary McGuire, manager of Sunny Chirac. My phone number is 212-772-6818. I believe it was the Belly Up Tavern that gave me your number. They said that you were requesting an interview. If that's so, then give me a call and I'll see how we can hook it up. He'll be at the Belly Up Tavern this evening. Thank you.
Time allotted for you to dial has been exceeded. Please hang up and dial again.
Andrew, this is Brian. Hope you get this message. I called your mom and left one there too. I'm gonna work tonight. So I'm gonna be down there about 5:30 and won't be done until 8:30. So goes it, you know, money. So I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Sandra, this is your mother. It's after 3:30, it's almost a quarter of four. Brian called to say that he had to work and wouldn't be home until later and left a message here for you. Bye.
I'm trying to reach Jim Thibert. This is Kathy McCarthy, 434-3040.
Right? I can't leave a message right now, but if you will call me back, I will get my message back to your message on the machine. This is Brian. You're out dilly-dallying around. So the other day, man, you said, call me if there's any situation comes up at my mom's. I'm going to be over there. Didn't go to your mom's. Didn't call her to get a message. Didn't check your messages. Didn't do anything. So you missed me, dude. I had to work. Had to work. So, you know, I tried to get a hold of you. So you should have called your house or your mom or gone over there like you said you were going to do or whatever. So anyway, work, work, work. Got to go work on a paper. Going to go over to the dad's and use the computer. Give you a call later. Later.
Hi, this message is for Jim. Jim, it's Anna. I was just wondering if you were doing anything later tonight. Maybe I'll phone back later. I'm at work right now. Bye. Just for Jim again, it's Anne again. It's what time? It's about 10 after 8 on Wednesday. I'll go down to Chippers and see if you're in there about 9:30. Okay, bye.
He was supposed to come by here. He did. I had to work. He told me if anything comes up, call me at my mom's. Let me know. I left him a message there. I called his mom's. So
hey, well, you know what? If you see him, tell him some lady called about a job interview.
Oh, really?
Hi, Sandra. This is Cheryl returning your telephone call. I think I'm going to try you at your mom's because you're always there, so I'll talk to you later. Bye.
That's a good one. This is for Jim, baby. And this is Catherine Jane McGill. And I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Finding notes on my door.
Uh-oh.
But if he comes in, tell him to call me, all right?
All right.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, we'll see you, Brian.
Bye.
Bye. Hello.
Hello. Is Sandra there?
Negative.
All right. Well, can you leave a message?
Can I leave
a message?
Sure.
Okay. This is Alvaro, A-L-V-A-R-O, and I got a new phone number.
Okay.
It's 433-9542.
All right.
All right.
Okay, I'll give it to him.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
All right, we'll see you.
Is Richard, is Sandra around?
No, he's not.
Oh, man. What a fag answering machine message he's got. It's like so serious. You can tell he's looking for work.
Yep.
Anyway, do you know when he's going to be back?
God, I haven't even a clue.
All right. Well, just tell him I called.
All right.
Okay, thanks, man.
All right, you bet.
Bye. Later, Richard.
To get a hold of. I'm at Kinko's right now. I'll probably be out of here in about a half an hour.
or so. So, and then Tom and I are going to Price Club. So, call me at home after like 4-ish, 5-ish maybe, and we'll talk, okay? Bye.
Hey, Sandra, it's Joni. It's like 1 on Sunday. I just wanted to see if you maybe wanted to do lunch, but I don't think you're home since your answering machine picked up. So if you get home in a few, call me. Otherwise, I'm going to go get some lunch. But see you later. Bye.
Hey, you'll take my call and like it, Sander. Sander, I was wondering if I could impose upon you to, you think you could drive Andrea and I to the airport Wednesday night? Like around 4 in the afternoon? Would be really most grateful if you could. Obviously you're not around, so you can't tell me yes or no right now. But you could like leave a message or give me a call. Okay? Thanks.
Hey Jim, this is Sander. That video is still sitting on the in the other room, so I haven't watched it. I don't know if you want to watch it. There's nothing on TV tonight. So anyway, I just thought I'd let you know that I didn't return it. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
How thankful you are that I'm calling. I just, it makes me so warm and fuzzy all over. Sander, are you taking us to the airport tomorrow or what? Call. Goodbye. Thanks. It's Joni. It's about 7. I was just wanting to see if you maybe wanted to go do some food, but you're not home. So if you get home soon, call me. Okay? Bye.
Yes, it's 5:10. I want to eat it. this message is for Jim Seibert. Jim, this is Ed. If you can make it over tomorrow morning around 10 o'clock or so, or give me a buzz in the morning, let me know. Number's 597-6670. Bye.
Sander, that's the dumbest message I've ever heard in my life. This is Camille, and I'm at home at my new phone number, which is 310-436-1275. I don't know what time it is. It's dark. It's semi-dark. That's all I know. There's probably going to be some people coming over tonight, hang out, drink, you know, behave like, you know, children. So I thought you might want to join us. Give me a call. I'll probably be home the rest of the evening, except I'm going to go grocery shopping. This whole ordeal probably isn't going to start till, you know, 10 or so, because Gary doesn't even get off work until 11. So give me a call, okay? Bye, 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 bye.
Hi, Sanders, Joni, you're weird. It's 6:30 on Friday. Just wanted to let you know that Camille is having some people over tonight to sample some friends, a friend's Mexican alcohol, which apparently he has large quantities of. It'll be about 9. I can't remember her address. She's on Linden in downtown, and her telephone number, though, is 436-1275. And I don't know if I said this, but it's at 9. So call her if you want to go, and she'll give you the address. Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Hello? Hello? Hello, hello, hello.
Okay. See you later.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hey, Juan.
Who?
I'm looking for Juan.
There's no Juan here.
No Juan there? Okay, bye.
Okay.
Hey, hello. Sandra, you're not home. Okay. Where you at, man? Shit. Yeah, we know you ain't working.
Where the hell are you? This is Brian. Not that calling would be of any avail as far as getting together and jamming or anything. I got a lot to do. I just thought I'd check in and see what's going down. I should be home on and off, if not over the next couple of hours. You know, whatever, man. I'm trying to get hold of Kevin and shit. But I'm going to be up way late tonight. So if you want to call me or, you know, whatever, maybe even come by for a little while, I don't know. Give me a call.
Dubois here. How are you? Hope you had a good Thanksgiving. Message for Jim. Jim, Tuesday morning, don't come to work until 7:30, okay? 7:30. That's a.m. Goodbye.
Okay, well, I'm sure I'll reach him sometime.
All right.
Okay, thanks a lot, Jim.
All right, later, Brian.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Jim, wake up. Wake up, Jim. It's only 7:40. Wake up, Jim. Let's see a car parked out front here, but I guess you're not here. Talk to you later. This is Larry anyhow. Later.
Lenny, what time is it? 8:10? I'm looking for some place to watch Star Trek at. I didn't even think I'd be back in town at this time. But actually, it starts at 9 and I fucked up. So, okay. I'm at home. This is an apple, by the way.
Brian, it's 3 o'clock. I don't believe you guys are looking for any stinking job. It's 3 o'clock. I'm going to be home in about an hour. I'm not working tonight, so good practice. All right, bye.
Yeah. Hi, Sander. This is your dad. We tried to reach early and we had the wrong number and we kept trying and please forgive me, we've been frantic looking for your right number. We finally got it. We're going to head down to Mary's aunt and uncle. I will call you again later when you're in and give you the directions on how to get to the gym and what time and all the rest of the information. I'm sorry we got bollocked up. I did go down to the Queen Mary and it's probably one of the saddest days of my life today, and I'll tell you about that later also. I love you. And I'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Hi, Sander. The time is now 10 to 5. We're in, not San Dimas, but Laverne, which is up near the Pomona Mountains of Foothills. Anyway, the number here is 714-593-5192, and we're with Ed and Julie Hansen, Mary's aunt and uncle, and that's where we are. We'll be sleeping tonight. So if you call, we'll be able to give you all the information. Hope to speak to you soon. I love you, and I'll speak to you very shortly. Bye-bye.
Hey, Jim, are you there? Are you there, Jim? Jim, are you there? This is Sander. It's about 5:45. I was wondering if my dad had called. If he does, please write down whatever information is on the machine. It's been tweaking lately, so thanks. I appreciate it. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Hi, Sander. This is your dad. The game tomorrow is at UC Irvine. It's now 10 p.m. And you take the 405 freeway east or south, as it is, towards San Diego. And the exit will be near the John Wayne Airport exit. There will be a sign on the freeway that says University of California, Irvine. And just after you get off, look for University Drive. It's west of the freeway. We're going to try to be there at 12 noon so we can get together at the game at 12 noon. And we don't know exactly in which building it's in, but we're going to ask around, and I'm sure you'll be able to do the same. Again, the number that we have here is, what number is this again?
593.
593. 5192. 92, and it's area code 714. Okay? We'll see in the morning then, and if you have any questions, call me at this number before 11 o'clock, which is the time we're going to leave here. Okay? See you in the morning then. I love you. Good night.
Brian, it's 11:50 almost. I'm here in a gap between classes. I have class at 1. I have to turn that term paper in. Then I have to go to Lens Crafters. I'm having my eyes tested and getting some glasses. And then pretty much straight from there, I have to go to work. I have a little vigil tonight. It should be pretty short, 2 hours at the most. So I should be back at 9. Really, really, really would like to get together tonight and play just for fun, you know. Need it. Need it. So, six-pack of beer, a couple bong hits, music. So I'm going to be here till about 12:35 or 40. Give me a call back. I want to talk to you. So call me later.
A message to James Fiebert. My name's Rudy of Family Video, and I just would like to remind him again of the movie that he rented from us last month, the 30th. Please give me a call here at 494-1447. Thank you.
Hey, Sandra, this is Richard. Thought I'd give you a call because there's a special on Channel 28 with about John Zorn and all the people that were influenced by him. It's around 11:30 or 12 or something like that on Friday. I'll talk to you later. Okay, take it easy. Bye-bye.
Hey man, you are not either moving your stinking car, dude. Same message as there yesterday. This is Brian. I'm off. I'm home. 5 minutes to 3 o'clock. I'm going over to you up by Ralph here. I'm going to get my hair cut. I should be back here within an hour. Call me, man. Let's jam. Stop sitting on your bed squeezing blackheads, man, and give me a fucking call.
Your answering machine's tweaking, dude. Or is it just like discontinuous discontinuity of that message? This is me again. I'm back. It's 4 now. You had called Judy yesterday or last night or something, and you're saying you may be able to make it out, so, you know, hopefully you will. Tomorrow's okay, too. Wouldn't mind jamming tonight, party a little bit, you know. Just hope to have something else to do, tomorrow night. So, anyway, you know, I'm going to be here off and on. Going to go out and get some booze, man. Going to drink something tonight, I think. So call me up.
Message to Mr. James Fiebert, and my name is Rudy of Family Video Center, and I just called to remind him of the movie that was rented from us. It's Madonna, Truth or Dare. Please give me a call here at 494-1447. Thank you. Family video.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
But try and call them.
Try. Yeah, see, I don't know what my chances are being able to get to a phone, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm up a pretty tall stack today.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it. So, it's, once you're up there, it's pretty hard to come down.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll see what I can do. I'll really try.
I mean, because they don't care. I mean, they can rent that place out in 5 minutes to somebody else. And, you know,